The Kingdom Chronicles is a prophetic adventure into the secrets of the Kingdom of God. The following teaching is by Alan Smith, entitled Lesson 5, Harmony, a Symphony of Praise.
When the four winds are blown into the dry bones, you know the scripture, the four winds are blown into the dry bones and they come alive. That's resurrection, isn't it, preacher? Now, that's the power of the resurrection. So what we're looking to come upon the church today is the power of the resurrection. Do you serve a risen Lord? Now, Jesus healed when he was on the earth. But then he had another power when he went away called the power of the resurrection. And he said, you're going to do some things I didn't do. It's because what had been dispensed to the earth, it's the power of the resurrection. Now, I want to show us something here as we start this in 1 Peter. I want to teach you something tonight. It even has to do with the writing I did this week, talking about the notes and talking about harmony and talking about sound. Now, you're going to hear some sound and some music as I'm teaching tonight. Now, I want you to start learning something about yourself. I've said to you that if you could see your spirit, it would be like notes of music. If you could see your spirit, it would be like notes of music. Let's read this scripture. Finally, all of you do what? Live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic. Love as brothers. Be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with what? With insult. Aren't you glad that we're not to get what we deserve? Somebody say amen right there. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with a blessing. Because to this you were called so that you may what? You may do what? Now listen, church, we've got some blessings out there that we've inherited that we haven't gotten yet. In my Bible, I read a book, and my Bible says that the church has a lot of blessings, a lot of things. We're to be blessed to give away. Do you like to give away stuff? Well, we need to learn to receive. We need to learn how this blessing is coming to the earth. Now, here's my question. Are you living in harmony? Now this, if I could just get this teaching and you open up your mouth and I can make it liquid and pour it in you, I would. I really would. So I just pray right now that the Holy Spirit will just let it pour into you. Are you living a life of harmony? Now this is so important. Is your life producing what? A sound like a symphony of praise being played by an orchestra. Now just consider that thought. Is your life producing a sound? Did you know that your life is producing a sound? Isn't that amazing? People hear you more than, they don't necessarily hear your words, but they hear your sound. You either have a sound of death or you have a sound of life. You have a sound. Where does that sound come from? It comes from your spirit. If you could see your spirit in the spirit, if you could see your spirit in the spiritual world, it'd be like notes of music. When Lucifer was cast out of heaven, what was his job? Praise and worship, music. He had all these horns, he had all these musical instruments in him. They're in you. Come on now. Now I'm going to teach you how to play your musical spirit. Will you go with me on this one? All right, let's fly here. Are your thoughts in one accord with the sound of what? Of heaven. Or are they just randomly playing a wild note here and there? Did you know that you can tune into heaven? When we pray, we can tune into heaven. I have prayed and know I just didn't quite tune in. You ever done that one? Huh? You done that one, Tim? You can tell when you tune her in. You can tell when you get a good signal. You get a good signal, and then that sound from heaven starts vibrating in your spirit. You can feel it right in here. Have you ever done that one? Do you like that? I like that. Now, Harmony within you brings peace to your body, soul, and spirit. If there is no discord within you, what happens? You can walk in harmony outside of what? Of yourself. Now, there's one thing to be in harmony here, and there's another one for me to be in harmony, and it's bigger than here. It goes out here. All of a sudden, when Jesus walked on the scene, Jesus' vibrating harmonic sounds were bigger than he was. People would get healed when he walked down the street. Peter and them, they walked by and they're shadow healed people. What was going on? It turned into their harmony was bigger than they were. Now, you must be in harmony within yourself in order to be in harmony with others, with the world, and with all of God's creation. Now, consider this perception. Read it with me, please. Everything is trying to come into harmony with something. Now listen, as a prophetic people, here's the key. We're trying to come into harmony with heaven. Now listen, this is possible. We can do it. This is possible. We can do it. You can come into harmony with heaven. When I die, I'm going to go to heaven. Are you? How would you like to go to heaven before we die? Come on. Listen, when I leave this body, I want it to feel like one step, because I'm already there. Your spirit can be already there. You can communicate with heaven. Now, this is what we're after, and I want you to consider these thoughts. Test what I say. When harmony is realized, what happens? What happens? When harmony is realized, creation begins. When you come into harmony, we have our chronicle time. I'll say, I want you to hear what God's saying. Just go for it. Just go for it. Let you hear what God says. You come in here and say, well, here's what I sense God saying. Well, you start getting in harmony with heaven. Do you know how an athlete gets better at what he does? It's through practice. If you want to make your body stronger, you lift weights. You practice. You work them. And when you work them, what happens to them? They get stronger. Matthew 13, Jesus said this. He said, to those that are given, some will be given more, but others it'll be taken away. If you don't work your muscles, what happened to them? They're taken away. That's what he was comparing it to. All of God's people has a prophetic gift within them. If you say, well, Alan, it's pretty weak, it's not working, that's okay. I'll take whatever you got. Now let's go to working it. Let's work that thing. It'll get stronger. Come on. But you got to work it. If you don't work it, it's not going to get stronger. Now, when harmony is realized, creation begins. I call this the law of harmony. Peter encouraged believers to live in what? He encouraged them to live in harmony. Now, there's more to that word than you might think. Let's look a little deeper into this thought of harmony. The word harmony means, and here's the Greek term, I can't pronounce it, but home of whatever, like-minded or harmonious. So what we're looking for, to be in harmony is to be like-minded with heaven, with Christ. It's called the mind of Christ. I promise you it won't hurt. I've tapped in on a little of it every now and then, not as much as I want to, not as much as I'm going to. It doesn't hurt. Very user-friendly. Now, watch this one. As you progress in your understanding of the secret of the kingdom, consider that your thoughts are like what? Notes of music. Now, don't let me lose you. Consider that your thoughts are what? Like notes of music. Did you know that how you think affects your realities? How you think affects your realities. Have you seen been around somebody that's just positive all the time? They have a flat tire and they say, well, praise God. Don't they just get on your ever-loving nerve? Come on. Anything happen? Well, just praise God. Just praise God. It's like your stuck record. They get on my nerves because I don't praise God all the time. But I notice they're very harmonious. You can go to them. You'll ask them to pray for you, won't you? Do you ever ask somebody to pray for you that's always griping and complaining? Try that one on. The question is, what kind of music are you playing with your life? Every note is a what? It's an object, which creates a force that contributes a sound to the music from which it has been introduced, thus creating a what? Harmonious sound. Now listen, a note is actually an object. That's what it is. It vibrates. Did you know everything has a vibration to it? I had a guy come up to me last week and said, Alan, I just saw on TV of some scientific program, he said, the earth has a vibration of 5 megahertz. Isn't that amazing? Everything has a wood has a vibration. Isn't that amazing? Everything hits a frequency. Did you know, now listen to this, did you know that light and sound are both just vibrations at different frequencies? Is that not amazing? It's amazing to me. To a farmer, it's amazing that I can hear sound and I see light, and both of them are vibrations. That's incredible. When Jesus says there's a light in you, he's saying there's a sound, there's a vibration in you. There's a sound in you. There's a sound in your heart. There's a vibration. That's the reason the enemy comes against you and wants you to be sad and hit sour notes. So that's what you play. That's what you... He has bad vibes. Have you ever had that one with somebody? He says, I just got bad vibes. You did get bad vibes. That's exactly what happened. Now, let's look at this one. A note becomes creative because it has sound, which is what? Has sound, which is? Action. A note of music or a sound or a vibration is creative. Is light creative? Yes. Is Karen on the piano? Is this creative? Now, if you'll notice these sounds that she's playing, does it make you feel peaceful? A little bit of joyous? You notice how in the Chronicles, I've always got music going. The reason is I know it opens up the spirit. It opens up the spirit. It opens up the spirit within you because there's vibrations. I don't like the music to ever stop. I like for there to be a continual vibration because it's spirit. Now, look at this one. This sound of action is actually a vibration, and so are the sounds of your... Now, this has happened. I haven't done it, but I've studied it. And they have put electrodes to people's brains, and they would have them... They've had athletes. They've actually put these electrodes for their brains, have them sit there, and they'd tell these athletes to imagine their run, their baseball game, their basketball game. They said, now, just lay here and imagine you're going to do it. They've done this with Olympians. They said, all right, imagine if you're getting ready to run the hurdles or what. And they'd lay there, and the brain had the same firing mechanism, the same vibration, as though they were actually running. Is that not amazing? The same vibration came from the thoughts, and they weren't going anywhere yet. Which comes first, the thought or the running? It's the thought. What creates the reality is the vibration of the thought. It's the thinking. Now, music is what? It's thought. Given another language in which to be expressed. Are you with me now? I'm going back and forth from thought to vibration to music, and the reason and light. I'm just putting them all in the same. I'm stirring them all in the same pot here. Music is thought, given another language in which to be expressed. Karen's hitting notes on the piano. Karen, give me just a first note of a chord in which you're playing. Okay, what is that? That's an A. All right, now give me the second note of the chord. What is that? C sharp. Now play the two together. Now play the third note. You hear it? Now play the first note again, Karen. Second note. Play them together. third note together. All right, now I can play the first note. Now, do you feel the single vibration there? It's like a single thought. Play the two together. Now hit the third one together. Now, I don't know if you could, your spirit, I want to have her do it one more time, then I'm going to move on. You're going to feel your spirit start to rise, right? Play the first note. It's a single note, it's a single thought, single vibration. Now, there's another note going to come into harmony, and when it comes into harmony with the first note, it's going to raise you a little. Second note. Third note. It's the notes, it's the vibrations. What happens when those three notes of vibrations come into harmony? It'll start to lift you. Start to raise you. Do you like that? Now stay with me. All right, Karen, you continue with the other. Now, just as music can send soothing vibrations to the spirit, soul, and body, so can your what? Say it with me. So can your thoughts. Now, your thoughts have vibration. Just as though that, just like this music can send soothingness and peace to your body, your thoughts are still a vibration, still have a frequency. So how you think is producing a frequency that you're sending through your body. Are you with me? So does how you think matter? Yes, it matters. I think it matters a lot. It's the reason the Lord said as soon as we got saved, you know, Paul come on the scene and said, hey, take on the mind of Christ. Hurry, hurry. You can now do it. All right, watch it. Your thoughts and music can bring healing and peace to your whole being. Just as music has power, so do your thoughts. What a perception. Now look at it. Just as a note sends sound into motion, so do your thoughts set what into motion? Okay, here we go. What sets your life into motion? Your thoughts. Now they have a vibration. Stay with me. Therefore, both are what? Music and how you think are creative. You can say, well, Alan, I'm just at a bad place. Me and God, I'm just not as close to God as I used to be. All right, let's rewind. You're not thinking. Somewhere or another, you started having bad thinking, and now it's produced the feeling that you are having now. Say, oh, God, set me free. The only thing you got to do is start playing another tune. Just repent of how you're thinking. You're thinking wrong. Let me show it to you. Music, when played, releases energy which affects your actions and your conduct. Your thoughts do the same thing. Your repetitive thoughts, say it with me, your repetitive thoughts are like notes of music and are stored in your subconscious mind, and most of them are not in harmony with life, health, and fulfillment. You hear that? Your repetitive thoughts are like notes of music and are stored in your subconscious mind, and most of them are not in harmony with life and health. I just heard some notes. Did it make you feel a little uncomfortable? That's notes out of harmony. They're dissonant. I'm going to show you that in a minute. They're out of harmony. It kind of kicked you, didn't it? That's a vibration. That's all it is. It's a vibration. Your thoughts send out vibrations through your entire body. Are you with me? Watch this one. 90% of your life is lived through your inner man or your subconscious mind. Some of you heard me teach this before. When you have repetitive thoughts, it is stored into your inner man or subconscious as truth. That's all you got to do. Like playing a piano or a typewriter. I have to think with my conscious mind when I learn to type. But after a while, the repetitive thoughts become second nature to me, and I don't even have to think about typing. Those thoughts have been stored. Repetitive thoughts stored in the subconscious is stored as truth. So when we pull it out of our subconscious, we don't ask ourselves if it's true or not. We just do it. So if you don't like somebody or you don't like something, you have repetitive thoughts about it. That is being stored in your subconscious as true. And it might not even be true. You just keep thinking about it. Do you know that everything you're thinking is not true? Can we do that much? Could it be that some of the things that you have had repetitive thoughts about and have stored in your sub, could it be that some of it's not true? The scary part is we're going to react out of our subconscious, because 90% of your life is out of actions and reactions. If you want to act and react right, you got to start thinking repetitive thoughts right. Good place to start the scripture. Just read the scripture repetitively. Store that one in your subconscious. When you run across some lady and she's got a flat tire and she looks down, she says, well, just praise God. You'll know where that came from. She'll say it before she thinks. Why? Because it's repetitive thinking. She's learned how to rejoice. Doesn't make any difference what circumstance she's in. She has learned that how many things work together for good that them that love the Lord. She's learned that truth. Could it be real? Yes, it could be real. You might think you are living through your conscious mind, and you are, but only to the extent of about 10% of it. Your 10% conscious mind time is programming your storehouse of the 90% in your subconscious mind. So most people encounter your inner man life, which is just a summary of your conscious thinking. Does that make sense? Your conscious thinking. Now, you think that I don't know what your conscious thinking. We think it's hidden, but it's not, because we respond and react out of our unconscious mind. So everybody knows what it is. Now, let me move on. What kind of music does your inner man project? You know, how you think you sound to others and how you intend to sound to others, but you really do not know how you sound. If you want to know how you sound, just listen to your inner man, and then you will hear what others hear. Have you noticed in your life that some people, at times, you just completely turn them off? Anybody had that one? I have. Could it be the sound that you're projecting? You can say, but I didn't say anything. They heard something. You maybe didn't say anything, but trust me, you are putting off a sound in the spirit world. That's kind of a scary thought, and I'm going to show you why. How you think you sound and how you actually sound are usually two different sounds. You think your subconscious is hidden, but in reality it has a greater volume in the sounds you are projecting from your daily life. So therefore, if I am having repetitive thoughts of unhealthy sounds, it'll be like a dissonant chord. It'll be off. So I come to, Doug, how you doing? Doing great, buddy. Love you. But I'm producing this sound. Are you with me? You think it's hidden. Not in the spirit world. You're playing a tune. And people's picking up on that. You ever went to a job interview and you said all the right things, but you didn't get it? Because you're mad at the last job you left? And you couldn't understand why you didn't get it? I'll tell you why. It's because you're mad and you're putting off a sound, and they're like, I don't know what this person's got, but I don't think I want to be around it. Trust me. Let's follow this. These vibrating sounds are felt and heard by those around you. Now, this is very important to the prophetic people of God. If we're going to be prophetic, we want to start getting the notes and the sounds of heaven. The notes of your inner man are seeking other sounds and vibrations of likeness with which to come into unity. Now, Karen, play me one note of a chord. The notes of your inner man are seeking other sounds and vibrations of likeness in which to come into unity. Give me the second note in the chord. Play them both. Third note, play them three. Now, the first note is seeking these other notes in which to come in harmony. They're different notes, but they come into the harmony. Play the first note, second note, third note. Now, if you go with me at this, you'll start seeing. Play the first note. Now, that first note's going to hunt the second note. Second note. Third note. Isn't that something? Now, hit me an off note with it. Oh, I just had a bad thought right there. I sent something out. Did you feel it? Now, let me ask you something. Which did you feel the strongest, the bad thought or the good one? The bad one. the bad one. And you think everybody's seeing you as a Miss Goody Two-Shoes. You're shooting out a bad sound all the time. The reason this is important is because you need to meet yourself. We all need to meet ourselves. We need to be honest with ourselves. The last greatest frontier of a Christian is being honest with themselves and God. We need to check our sounds. These spiritual sound vibrations created by your thoughts have a resonant, say that with me, resonant or an echoing effect. They are like notes of music seeking to be resolved into harmony with other notes and sounds. The quality of these spiritual harmonic sounds determine their purpose, and their purpose determines how you use them. One note, Karen. Here's a note. Second note. Third note. Sings peace and stuff to me. Off note. There it is again. Now see, if you try to use that note in praying for somebody, well, bless God, send the fire. But I'm shooting out this bad vibration, this bad sound. You got to pray out of your heart. Where does your sound come from? It comes out of your heart. Now, who's going to see God according to your Bible? The who? The pure in heart. The three-chord sound. Pure in heart. Off-note sound. Oh, there it went. Let's go on. Vibration, attraction. Here's what happens. These types of spiritual vibrating sounds you project determine the types of other sounds you attract, just like a tuning fork. Have you ever had two tuning forks? You see that in school? You can get one certain pitch. What's a pitch of the orchestra? 440? I think it's 440. You can take a tuning fork over here, and you can hit that tuning fork, and you can hold the same frequency tuning fork over here and not touch it, and it'll start vibrating. That's called a resonant sound. You hit the tuning fork, hold it up, and all of a sudden it'll start vibrating, the same sound. And you don't even touch it. Now, prophetic people, here's what we're after. There's notes and there's sounds coming from heaven. The Holy Ghost of God is in you. We are to be a resonator. God hits a sound in heaven, all of a sudden we start vibrating. I've seen that happen in Toronto. Now, you can laugh if you want to, but I've seen it. The sound hit them so hard they just couldn't sit still. Have some seen that one? I saw it. And people say, well, "What are they shaking for?" And I said, "I'll tell you why. They're resonating. They're in touch with heaven. They're getting more sound than they can absorb." Have you ever had God tell you to stand up or go tell somebody something? All of a sudden, you feel vibrating in here. You say, "Oh no, I think I'm going to explode." You ever done that one? It's vibrations from heaven, my dear friends. It's real. It's not just your nerves. It's your spirit. You're resonating. You're a tuning fork on earth from heaven. As a prophetic people, we can seek God. He'll send down a vibration. You can be the resonator. You write it down and we're going to tell somebody. Are you with me? Look at this one. Remember that sound is what? It's energy. And this energy multiplies when it comes into agreement with other notes and sounds. Now we're going to go a one note chord. Now this note has energy. Second note, it came into agreement. Now believe it or not, that produced more energy. Now feel, close your eyes a minute. When she hits I want you to feel the third note energy. Did you feel it? I do one note again. Keep your eyes closed. The reason I want you to hear that and sense that is that's the way the voice of the Spirit is. Got to get quiet. You'll hear it. Another good thing to do is open your Bible to the Psalms. Just start reading. As you start reading, all of a sudden you'll notice a verse jumps out at you. Now the reason that's happening is because you're beginning to be a resonator from heaven. The Holy Ghost is fixing to use that verse to speak to you. You're picking up the vibration from it. Listen, the spirit stuff's real. Do you know that? Come on. It's more real. The spirit world's been here longer than the earth. It is. Okay. All right. Is there a song? Doug said, is there a song that comes to you as we're speaking? Just write it down. Of three notes or of a song or whatever. You just write it down. You might want to give that. Okay. Likewise, when these individual spiritual notes come into agreement, they are in what? One accord, seeking to come into what? True harmony. Acts chapter 2. What happened to those people in the upper room? They were in what? One accord. So they were such in one accord that they started resonating the sounds from heaven. I'm looking for that one. But you got to understand something, people of God. God has limited himself to use his people to be the resonators of his spirit and his sound. So when we start coming in truly one accord here, you've prepared yourself through the week to be here. You anticipate it. We come together. All of a sudden, we start turning into one big resonator. And it will draw the sound. Watch this one. You remember the Tacoma Snares Bridge? There was a bridge out in Washington. You ever seen on TV it gets to shaking? Here it is, maybe. Now, can you see how that bridge is twisted? Do you see it? The bridge is a spectacular self-destruction is often used as an object lesson in the necessity to consider both aerodynamics and resonant effects. Here's what happened to that bridge. That bridge, the wind started blowing through that bridge. It wasn't that fast of a wind. And as that wind blew through that bridge, it started creating a vibration on one side of the bridge. Well, the other side of the bridge was a resonator, and it picked it up. And so it started doing this. And it kept doing it until it shook so much that the whole bridge came falling down. Now, I'm looking for a church. I'm looking for a meeting. I'm looking for a people of God that's going to be a resonator of the Holy Ghost until we're just shaking like this. The notes for music are coming. An alcoholic can come in. A drug addict can come in. Listen, I'm all for doing programs. I'm looking for the day, and I know Ron Ross is, that you can come in for a meeting, the Holy Ghost so hits you. First time I met him, he said, Al, I'm just looking for it. Then all of a sudden, we're just washed from toe to trim to through us and come out the other end, and praise God, she's done. Because people walk into the sound, the sounds of heaven. It's called the symphony of praise. The four winds that blow into these dry bones are the sounds of heaven. They produce the winds. It is up to you with whom or what you come into harmony. Now let me show you a little example here. Here's a drawing effect. When the city of Las Vegas was built in the desert, there weren't evil spirits over that desert which drew men to that place. Not at all. Men with evil spirits in their hearts had a drawing effect, and this drawing effect attracted evil spirits which are over this city even to today. It was just a desert. But men with evil hearts built the city, and it drew these principalities and powers over the city. The music, it had a drawing effect. You can go into that city today and you'll feel those presence before you get there. You'll feel the sound of the city. Have you ever noticed that? Every time you go in the city, it's got a different sound. Prophetic people, how many have noticed that? Okay. It'll dominate the sound. It's just like that chord. You can just feel it. Now, I have some situation, it was good harmonious feelings. But for the most part, it's like a dissonant sound. Now, harmonic vibrations, when the vibrations of thought from the hearts of men came into unity with the vibrations of spiritual principalities and powers, a harmonic sound of the demonic was created. Now, I want you to think about something. This created a spiritual sound over the city. It is the vibrations of the spiritual music that have been released over the city. Do you believe that could be true? If that's the case, do you believe that your heart could be producing a music that's either drawing demonic activity in your life or it's drawing the angelic and the Holy Spirit of God. This means yes, and this means no. The answer is yes. I've seen people prophesy, well, I know this, well, there's no need me doing that because this is going to happen. Then it happens, well, I told you it's going to happen. What? Come on, somebody, you just created it. You say, Alan, I don't believe it. I don't care, it's true anyhow. Look at your life. How you think has got you to where you are. Uh-oh. You wanted to blame it on everybody else, didn't you? It's one thing about this sound that a man or a woman produces, you create your own sound. I can't draw something for you. I draw my own stuff. I don't like the sound of that, Doug said. Okay. Now here's the power of like sounds. It is this power of like sounds which multiplies the success of the spiritual music that is being played. Now listen, people. If we can come in here next Saturday night, if you'll really take this teaching to heart, say, oh no, I've really got to think. I've really got to change my thinking. I need to put off a good sound. I'm going to show you how to practice that in just a minute. The sound of this spiritual music is determined by the host sound. Say with me. Host sound or thought and the sounds to which it draws. What's this one? The hearts of men project a spiritual sound into the heavens, and these sounds are seeking other like sounds with which they can come into unity with. So is your life. You are projecting spiritual vibrating sounds, and they are seeking like sounds with which to come into unity with. You can say, well, Alan, the only thing that happens in my life is bad stuff. People think I'm prophetic. I don't think I'm that prophetic. I just know a little bit of how it works. Somebody says, well, this is happening, that's happening, that happened, that. I just go with how they're thinking. Okay, you've been thinking this. You've been thinking, oh my gosh, he can read my mind. I'm not reading your mind, I'm just reading your reality. I can tell you what's in your mind, tell you what's in your heart based on what's in your reality. Are you with me? I can read the music. Where you are in life today is the result of what your thoughts were in harmony with yesterday. So where you are in life tomorrow is the result of what your thoughts are in harmony with today. Do you like that sound? How do I change? Now, I want you to get this one. How do I change? What do? You just ask. Now, hang with me on this one. Watch this one. Here's the Greek word for ask. It means uncertain. It means derivation. It means to ask, or it's an uncertainty. In the King James, this is what I was after. It says to beg, call for, crave, desire, require. That's pretty heavy asking. What do you think? I didn't know ask was that heavy of an ask, but it is. It says to beg. When you ask God for something, it says to beg. We said, Alan didn't think we're supposed to beg for it. Well, just try it. Call for, crave, desire, or require. Now, here's what I want you to see. Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it will what? Be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open unto you. Do you believe that verse? Did you know when you ask, you're supposed to beg, call for, crave, and desire, and require? Uh-oh. We just moved her up a notch, didn't we? We just moved her up a notch. Now, this is what I want you to see about this. Your feelings are an act of asking. Uh-oh. Now come with me now. Feelings are the experience of your thinking. Are you with me? How you feel is an action of asking. I'm going to take you a little further in the spirit here. Now, watch it. To ask is to have what? Feeling. The only thing I can ask you is to beg, call for, crave, desire, and require. Is that a feeling or what? If you're going to crave, beg, desire, all of those words are feeling words. So when you ask, The feeling is the vibration. Your feelings send out vibrations which are seeking or asking for other vibrating sounds with which to come into harmony. So what I'm trying to reveal to you here is when you seek and you ask God, you beg, you crave, you desire, you don't let loose, you require. Say, God. He says, well, if you ask, if you seek, that's an action, that's a feeling, the door will be open. Did John have the door opened unto him in Revelation chapter 4? Yes, he did. Ask, seek, knock. It's actions. It's feeling. Now, I want you to understand something. Your feeling is the experience of your thinking. It is. That's right. Doug said the knock is a sound and it's a vibration. It's a feeling. Let me say it again. Your feeling is the experience of your thinking. And your feeling is what sends out a greater vibration. Are you with me so far? Philippians says this, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are what? True. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just. Whatever things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are of what? Of what? Oh, I thought we were supposed to go around and give bad reports on our... Well, bless you. You won't believe what I heard so-and-so did. They did. Oh, God forgive them. We'll just pray for them. Pray for them. You're listening and giving bad reports. That's what you're doing. The problem is you're messing up your sound. Now he goes on to say, whatsoever things are a good report, if there be any what? Virtue, and if there be any praise, do what? Think on those things. If you think on those things, it's going to produce a feeling in you that's going to get in touch with heaven. Are you with me? Okay, you're with me. All right. This is very important. When Jesus had the gift of healing, would you say that's okay to say that? When Jesus was walking around, somebody grabbed his garment, and he'd say, oh, I felt virtue leave from me. Remember that? Remember that preacher? He said, virtue just left from me. If there be any virtue. How do you get virtue? Think on things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and good report. When you do that, you're going to be getting these vibrations from heaven because you're thinking on these things. It's going to produce a feeling, and that feeling is called virtue. You want to see people healed? Well, you got to go to work on how you think, and you got to think on those things. There's never been a healing man that didn't think on those things because it produces virtue. Have you got the revelation? Is it okay? Do you want to see some healings? If I got anybody who wants to try this one? Well, I didn't see no hands. Okay, here we go. Let's try it. Let's just try the work of the words of God. Let's see what happens. Now, what were your thoughts and feelings in unity with yesterday? Now, I'm combining thoughts and feelings here because the feelings are a greater vibration. God or Satan, good or evil? You choose the music your life projects into the spiritual world. Since your thoughts and feelings are spiritual notes of music, are they harmonious or are they what? Consonant. Harmonious or consonant. Let me give you the definitions of these two words. Harmony and what? Dissonant. Now we got harmony and dissonant. Harmony. A constant, orderly, or pleasing arrangement of parts, any simultaneous combination of tones. Give me a first note, Karen. Second note. Third note. That's what you call harmony. Now, if you'll notice it, all right, give me a bass note in harmony. Well, the foundation on that one, do you feel it? Gives it a fullness. Now, that's what you call notes that are in harmony. Now here's dissonant. Uh-oh, there it went. That is a dissonant sound. That's a disagreeing or harsh in sound, discordant, out of harmony. It has a different variance about it. So you could feel it, right? In music, there are consonant sounds or sounds of harmony, and there are dissonant sounds. There's harmony, and then there's dissonant. Each type of sound projects a different vibration, and this vibration is then heard and interpreted by the hearer. If you could hear your life in the spiritual world, it would be heard as music. This is why music is a language of what? Did you know that music sounds the same in any country? It's a universal language. It's the language of the Spirit. Are you with me? You can play this song in Germany, France. I don't care what they're speaking. It's the same vibrations. Everybody hears the same thing. Music, vibrations, is the language of the spirit world. In life, just as in music, there are harmonious sounds and dissonant sounds. In music that is moving to your soul, you will have both types of sounds in the same song. This is true because of how life is, therefore we identify with the song. Country music, they'll play harmonious chords and all of a sudden they run over their dog and they hit a dissonant chord. The dog died. But then they walk around the truck and he jumped back up. I feel better now. It's amazing to me. I heard this said one time in a country song. They played it backwards. Man got his wife back, got his house back, and got his dog back. He never went to jail. The dissonant chords bring tension. I got off on the dissonant. The dissonant chords bring tension to the song. They are chords, but they are not consonant or agreeable chords, so they cause tension in the song. The tension is like some parts of your life, causing you to identify with the tension that is in the song. I find it interesting that a dissonant sound, now watch this one, is always trying to be resolved into a consonant sound, thus bringing peace to the disagree. All right, play us a dissonant. Now watch Karen, she's going to bring a dissonant sound. Now can you feel that it's just not right? Can you actually feel that thing wanting to get right? Now let it get right. Now play it again. See, it's not quite right. When somebody comes to you, they got this problem, they got that problem, they got all this going on in their life. They've got a dissonant sound in their life. You can feel it. You know what I'm talking about? Now listen, understand this. That sound in them is wanting, it is wanting to be reconciled into a consonant sound. Then there's peace. So it's important that you have a consonant sound in a disagreeing sound situation. So it is in your life. Are your thoughts playing dissonant sounds over and over? If so, you are projecting tensions with harsh inner sounds, which will attract like tensions or harmonic unresolved chords and sounds. I've been in church situations. There's a church fight. All of a sudden, people who never liked each other at each other's house Sunday night, talking about the preacher. You ever notice that one? Everybody doesn't like the preacher, all of a sudden is best buddies. What's going on? That sound is drawing like sounds. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to draw angels and the Holy Ghost sound. You got to start checking out your sounds you're being drawn into. If you know that you're being drawn into dissonant sounds, you need to check up on your thoughts. Something's wrong. It's okay, but something's wrong. Now, are your thoughts creating consonant or harmonious sounds? Now remember, they're vibrations. They'll draw, they'll attract. If so, you are projecting sounds that attract like sounds, which are in harmony with peace, joy, and life. When your thoughts are in harmony, harmonious relationships with God, they will bring a sound to your inner man, which will speak harmony to every part of your being. This inner sound will generate an energy that will be experienced by all of those around you. It is your choice today with whom your thoughts will be united. The symphony of praise. And I want you to watch this. Would you read it with me, please? Let's start. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to notice in that verse, it says suddenly a what? A what? A sound. It wasn't wind. It was a sound like wind. Are you with me? The four winds that's going to breathe into these dry bones are projected by the sounds that's coming out of God's people. Are you with me? Is that okay? Okay.